Hello, my name is Markan Abazari. It's Geopolitics Podcast. And the topic of this podcast is Iranian capabilities in case of breakout of war between Iran and USA. First thing and the primary thing Iran can do in the event of a war between Iran and USA in Middle East is targeting US military bases in Middle East. Iran can target them by missiles and rockets. For example, Iran can shower military bases of USA by rockets using its proxies around the military bases of United States of America. By using them, Iran can, you know, throw multiple hundred rockets at them, destroying their jets, their helicopters, and killing few American soldiers in process as a way of fighting U.S. forces in the event of war between Iran and U.S. Another way is using missiles and intercontinentals from Iran to deliver damages for using long-range and short-range missiles. But these type of attacks on military bases of America will not kill all American forces in USA military bases in the Middle East. So what Iran needs to do to defeat America in the event of a war between Iran and USA by killing all USA forces? Only thing remains is using chemical bombs dropped on American military bases. So Iran does not have chemical bombs at this time. Iran had them but refused to use them against Iraq in Iran and Iraq war, but can build them very fast and can use them in the event of war between America and Iran. Here we are analyzing the Iranian capabilities in a war against the United States of America. Iran can target Saudi Arabia and UAE petrochemical facilities in Middle East. If America attacks Iran, America must not expect Islamic Republic of Iran to only fight within its own borders, but rather Iran will attack American forces in Middle East, but in addition to them, Iran will destroy oil refineries, petrochemical facilities, and oil wells of Saudi Arabia and other American allies in Middle East. Iran has multiple ways and means of doing so, and one of the easiest means Iran has for destroying petrochemical facilities of Saudi Arabia is using rockets and missiles. They will be easily destroyed. Iran can destroy all oil wells and petrochemical facilities and oil platforms in Persian Gulf and Middle East within half an hour of the start of any war, destroying majority of the oil output of the world and crippling world economy, industry, and manufacturing, and bringing about electric and energy shortages to 40% of the world population. Another capability Iran has in event of a war with USA to defend itself and have some offense is destroying Israel. Islamic Republic of Iran has the capability to destroy Israel for over a decade now, and Israel could be destroyed by Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran, without use of proxies. But Iran can also unleash proxies on Israel from Lebanon by use of Hezbollah, from Gaza, and from Syria. Iran can shower Israel by missiles and rockets using proxies, or can directly engage Israel and destroy Israel. Iran can also arm Palestinians in Israel with Kalashnikov missiles, tacticals, RPGs, and other means to defeat Israeli IDF forces and Israeli police and bring about a total engagement between Palestinian population and Israelis themselves. Iran can also use missiles against Israel from Lebanon, Syria, and Gaza, destroying nuclear warheads belonging to Israel by targeting nuclear silos and targeting air bases housing Israeli jets and air force. Another means of defeating Israel and United States of America for Iran by using proxies against Israel is delivering soldiers directly from Syria and Lebanon into Israel by digging tunnels and taking over military bases, government offices, and cities in Israel. Another means of directly engaging America in Middle East and defeating America in a war between Iran and USA is using conventional military of Syria and Iran to conquer Israel on land within 5 days. Iran can use S-300s, which Iran is now mass-producing locally, artilleries in 10,000s and 100,000 numbers, and tanks and helicopters and jets to defeat Israeli military and air force. It's a complete military force. It's a military composition which will defeat any army. When you have moving S-300s and radar systems with artilleries flooding cities in a matter of minutes, when there is 100,000 artilleries showering cities by artilleries, the cities will be destroyed and Israel will be defeated in 5 days. Iran has missiles and intercontinentals present in Venezuela. Iran can target United States of America and mainland America from Venezuela using missiles and intercontinentals located in Venezuela. Iran is also in the process of moving nuclear warheads from Iran to Venezuela and use them against United States of America in the event of a war. People of the world think Iran does not possess nuclear warheads, but Iran has over 200 nuclear warheads and is in process of moving them to Venezuela to use them in the event of war with the United States. Iran can close the Strait of Hormuz. As you know, the Strait of Hormuz is controlled by Islamic Republic of Iran, and Iran has under its control both sides of the Strait of Hormuz and has many islands on Persian Gulf. Iran can place missiles and artilleries and torpedoes on these islands. For example, if Iran is engaging a USA carrier in the Strait of Hormuz, Iran can use multiple hundred or to multiple thousands of artillery shots against that carrier and ensure that carrier does not have the capacity to target those artilleries and missiles to stop the attacks. Or Iran can use several hundred small missiles against USA carriers. If America engages Iranian Navy with multiple battleships and carriers at once, then Iran can use few hundred torpedoes against those carriers and battleships, overwhelming the capability to respond to missiles and torpedoes. Iran also has speedboats. Speedboats can be used in numbers of thousands and hundreds to take away American carriers and Navy ships and defeat them by using missiles on the speedboats and other means. Iran can also place electromagnetic warfare on its speedboats to use them against American ships, making them disabled and incapable of fighting back against Iranian speedboats. Iran can place artilleries and missiles and torpedoes on its islands and on both sides of Strait of Hormuz, defeating USA Navy and stopping the transit of oil. Iran can pretty much stop all of the oil transit from Middle East at once from the Strait of Hormuz. And there is a port on the Arabian Sea next in Oman for transit of oil. And Iran can place sea mines on the Arabian Sea, defeating USA Navy and oil tankers trying to transit oil from Oman to the rest of the world from Middle East. Iran can also, this part become classified. Iran also has a capability to sabotage USA carriers and have USA reconnaissance airplanes and jets trying to land on carriers, to crash on carriers, destroying the carriers upon seeking to land on the carriers. Iran can also use its proxies in Yemen to close the Red Sea. Red Sea is a location where vast majority of the sea-based transit goes through daily. There is over $100 trillion of trade going through Red Sea annually. And Iran has Houthi forces and Yemeni military on Red Sea ready to respond to Iran requests to close the Red Sea. And Houthi will do so upon a request. Houthis have torpedoes, land-to-sea missiles which will destroy all American naval forces and all cargo ships which may try to pass through the Red Sea. They will also have speedboats which have the capability to stop the transit through Red Sea. The Houthi rebels also have drones, which will be used against any force from sea or the land to try to respond to them. And this will be Iranian response to U.S. military forces by use of proxies in event of war. Now we get to our capabilities to be used against the United States of America in an event of war. It will not be capabilities of Islamic Republic of Iran, but us. We have the capability to mind control alligators, bozmache, wolves, and bears in the United States of America, attacking American marine bases and military forces and people by use of mind control animals. We can also use weather warfare against USA, causing earthquakes, hurricanes, volcanoes, and storms in United States of America. We also have the capability to mind control USA military forces to target each other in West Point and other American military bases in US. We can mind control Americans and American military personnel to shoot at each other in American military bases.